Sports Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After an appellate court ruled the federal government must make foreign aid payments, the Supreme Court has paused that for now. ABC's Mary Bruce has details from outside of the court.
Overnight, Chief Justice John Roberts handing President Trump a win here at the court, at least temporarily, delaying a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to pay out nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. Roberts is now asking for a response from the aid groups by noon tomorrow, after which time the court will decide what comes next.
The Trump administration's directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The 95-year-old was found along with his wife and their dog dead in their New Mexico home. The local sheriff did not announce a cause. The measles outbreak in West Texas is now deadly. A school-age girl is the nation's first measles death since 2015. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans kids. The law would apply to anyone under age 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. Republicans say the proposal protects kids who are, quote, easily swayed by peer pressure and the opinions of others, end quote. But the LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous, end quote. Advocates say the treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks as well. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide. Meanwhile, the budget battle begins. Governor Tony Evers' proposal focuses on what he's dubbed Year of the Kid, with increases in education funding, efforts to make water healthy and safe, and reducing the cost of medications and child care. His plan includes tax cuts for many Wisconsinites and increased taxes for millionaires. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says for Republicans, tax cuts come first.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Wisconsin currently has a surplus sitting in Madison of more than $4.5 billion. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jair Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
Yeah, we're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Make a Friend Day is today. Make a friend. How to observe National Make a Friend Day. Make a friend at work or at school, in the community, or just about anywhere. Introduce one friend to another. give a shout out to a friend who makes your life better. Sam, have you met any friends lately?
No.
Okay. Thank you for playing our game.
We work in radio. We don't make friends.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
And I should say we will make mistakes. We won't be perfect, but when we make mistake, we'll fix it quite quickly. So, for example, with USAID. One of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention. So we restored the Ebola prevention immediately, and there was no interruption. But we do need to move quickly if we're to achieve a $1 trillion deficit reduction in financial year 2026. It requires saving $4 billion per day, every day, from now through the end of September. But we can do it, and we will do it.
Ebola?
Sorry. I'm going to turn into Scooby-Doo for the rest of this demonstration.
Good thing Dr. Doom is coming on.
Oh, yes. Dr. Ridlener cannot get here a moment too soon. Also, refund the Ebola funds yet.
No.
They didn't.
No.
Stop believing anything he says.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They're just like, oh, it's a little mistake, but it's all fine now. Don't worry. The nukes are fine. They haven't. No.
They took the light up to their thing, and they're going to bring it down here.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Oopsie. That's a little more than an oopsie.
You think?
Oh, well, Ebola. Okay. Who is it? Pardon me. Oh, wow. This is a lot.
It's only 18 pages.
Yeah. I don't know even what to say. Doctors are saying, no, he did not, restore those funds yet. That's the thing. You have to watch everything they say, because everything they say turns out to be a lie about, like, what they've cut or what they've, okay. Where are we? Hold, please. I was trying to find this one. Yeah, Dr. Tran said, I don't even know what to say. We've had our first measles death of a child in Texas.
Completely preventable.
And Bobby, yes, thank you. Bobby Kennedy, who, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you for those sound bites, Bella, because he does sound like someone dropped a bunch of pennies in a garbage disposal, and I can't.
His vocal, it's genetic. His sister also has it.
Yes. Okay, anyway.
We acknowledge it, right? But oh my God.
It's hard to listen to him.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, but he's just like, oh, you know, measles happen. No, it doesn't.
We haven't had a death in a decade in the United States.
What do you mean? We have those measles. No, we don't have meat until you got it. You guys got in and spread this anti-vax bull. We didn't have that. But the fact, can you imagine that family? Well, he's just that cavalier. Oh, well, you know, that just, no, it doesn't just happen. Dr. Tran said RFK at his confirmation hearing, I'm not anti-vaccine. After RFK is confirmed, as HHS said, CDC flu vaccine campaign polled. Did you hear? We might not have a flu shot next year? Childhood vaccine schedule reviewed, federal funding to schools with COVID vaccine mandates withdrawn, meeting to update the flu vaccine canceled. OMG.
Oh,
and also...
This is why I still have masks.
I, okay. Also, can I just take a moment to say, Jody Hamilton,
you asked me to bring it.
She does not, you know, specialize in subtlety. This is her giant, what is it?
It's my Emmy nomination.
Oh, it's your Emmy nomination plaque, which she has placed in front
of
me.
You said I should bring it, so I did.
Yes, well, thank you. That's quite big and quite heavy. Thank you for that.
Well, when I got the... Came in the mail.
And you're still mad about not winning.
Oh, I'm still mad.
And I was like, you know what? I think there's enough to be pissed about. Like, we don't all need to go back to our past.
We lost to the wrong fundraiser.
I feel like, you know what? We need to shut up about the past.
Normalize holding grudges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a lady. I hold grudges.
It's healthy. I hold grudges. You wrong me once, I'm never speaking to you again.
We have so much present cake to be mad about. Let's shut up about the past cake, shall we?
No.
Oh, that's from Lily Tomlin. Shut up about that cake.
She'll find it.
Yeah, she said her mom used to do Mommy Dearest references to her.
She's like,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we did the entire every scene from Mommy Dearest.
Yes.
So she understands.
She'll have to see the film.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I don't know where to really start this morning. First of all, didn't that cabinet meeting tell you everything you need to know? Elon Musk is in charge. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump was asleep. After Sleepy Joe? Oh my God, that whole thing made my head explode. He's asleep. He's just like, I mean, he's a demented old man that is letting this unelected billionaire run the So Elon Musk is running this meeting. He's not in the cabinet. He's not elected to, you know, anything.
He shouldn't have been there.
Chris Hayes said it, I think, last night. He said, Elon Musk is in charge. You know it. I know it. So does the Trump administration. But they keep obfuscating in the courts and in the media because they know it's an unconstitutional seizure of power that is an insult to our democratic system.
Yes.
I booked Barb McQuaid like a big girl.
Yes, you did.
By myself.
Yay.
As we say in Les Mis, one day more till Kristen Boy's back from vacation. Can I just say, Jody and Bella. And I, let's make this mostly about me.
Absolutely.
We are pushing a rock up a hill here every day. Yeah, we were still in shock from Joy Reid's staff of 11 billion people. Mm-hmm. We're like, wow, it's just me and the two people. That's all. I will stay mad forever about Joy Reid.
Me too.
Put MSNBC on blast. And then someone got mad at me for standing up for Rachel Maddow and saying she didn't stand up for Joy Reid and MSNBC. I'm like, what are you talking about? She absolutely stood up to her network. And by the way, the gutting her staff, I hope that's not retaliatory for what she said on air.
Well,
they're saying it's because, you know, her staff and Alex Wagner did the other four nights and she's not doing any, so it was like one staff. But I don't know. The timing felt a little retaliatory for what she said on air, standing up for the workers there and for Joy Reid and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. They're saying it's because, you know, now there's going to be a different show the other four nights. And so it's, I don't know. But
that staff can still work for that show.
Yeah. Oh, and I love the Washington Post bending the knee. What did Joe and Mika think about bending the knee? About Jeff Bezos. Oh, my God. I hate everybody this morning. And particularly the people that did not give Jody Hamilton her due. With this Emmy.
My brother and I should have Emmys.
I did not realize how much inner Eunice Jody Hamilton.
Please stop talking about this day!
That's a different angry comedic icon character.
But that's
no,
funny.
You did. You went, because you were talking about so that you should have won, and you went just total Eunice. You were like, that wasn't a right show, Mama!
Had we lost to a different show, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow. Okay.
Someone give Jody her Emmy. Please.
Just for this. Just for today.
I realize she's trying to relate to us now by not just saying stuff her mom said she doesn't understand. Oh, so my grandma said this thing. Now I understand what
grandma's
you
know. My age.
Yes, John says, Doge has deleted its five largest so-called spending cuts from the website due to the fact-checkers proving they were lies. Mm-hmm. As is the case with right-wing propaganda, it doesn't have to be true. Its audience just has to believe it's true. Which brings me to today's hate letter, because I hate everyone.
Oh, yay.
This is just a perfect example of what is has happened, Jody. I don't know what Scott did, but this is what has happened.
Are we waxing ponies?
No, what? What is going on? Everybody pay attention. Same page, all of us. Here we are on the same page. Okay. This is Rick Burke. I don't know. With subject line follow-up on radio show this morning. That was yesterday. This was To Whom It May Concern.
Oh.
Notes on yesterday's show.
Oh, I love those.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, it's quite lengthy. Thank you, Rick.
Wow.
This is, goes back to my point about where why we are where we are. This information, it's because they just swallow every lie that Trump and Elon Musk put out. And okay. Well, I had the opportunity to listen to your radio show this morning,
and
I could not believe the hate you have and the motivation. Well, if you don't hate Trump, then there's something wrong with you, Rick.
Yep.
I'm just going to say. Okay. Good God. And the motivation that you are providing to people to go into the streets and make a difference.
Yeah?
Yes. How dare I, Rick? I should just lay here and let fascism grab me by the pussy, but okay. Note taken, Rick. Rick goes on to say, it almost sounds like you want to promote a civil war.
No, that's not it.
Okay, again, it's the maggots that keep calling for civil war and, in fact, overthrew the United States Capitol and the United States government when it... Okay. Wow. Not sure what you're looking to happen, but the rhetoric and hate on the liberal and progressive side is terrible. Yeah, why can't we be as nice and unifying as Donald Trump and all the people on the MAGA side, Rick? and it will only help the Republicans stay in power in less than 4 years. I guess you don't get it. This is why you lost the election. The majority of people do not want to see this hatred. These lies from the liberal media.
Lies?
Today I heard one of your liberal politicians telling Musk to go himself. Oh, yeah. This is a Rick is. You know what? He must be able to write very well with just one hand, as the other hand permanently clutches his pearls, as he is laying on the fainting couch. Yeah, Rick, did you pay attention to all the words that Elon Musk has called people, including repeatedly retard? Have you heard? Okay. Let's see. Along with also hearing that Musk gets death threats every day. What a shame. No one should be treated this way. Oh, thank God, there's no death threats toward anybody on the left ever. Rick?
Yes, Stephanie is
at... Trump has already stopped a major flow of drugs into the United States.
No.
Oh. Do you think that's bad? He didn't do that, Rick. He just told you that he did. Okay. Trump has already sent back or jailed many, many, many illegal criminals.
No.
Thank you, Bella. So are you okay with the deaths of U.S. citizens by illegal immigrants and gangs? Front of straw man arguments they always write. This is like Fox News. You're supposed to be the liberal that goes, yes, I'm for that. Okay. Wow, Rick, I've run out of music several times already. Are you chatty? Where are we to the next lie here? Trump has laid the groundwork for an agreement for the first time in over 4 years that is close to bringing the parties together for a peace deal in Ukraine.
Oh my God. First off, it's 3 years old, and secondly, no.
He's the peace president. where am I? So, are you against a peace treaty and stopping hundreds of children from being killed? Yeah, you know what? Take that up with Vladimir Putin, who is the one...
Thank you.
Okay. Trump will be making an agreement with Ukraine on Friday to get minerals in exchange for funding in Ukraine. Are you against us getting something in return for all of our funding? Oh, my God. This is the solid wall of lies that they, I don't, okay. Yes, right, yes, I am a big fan of extortion and blackmail, Rick. Thank you for, the left continues to lie about Trump's tax cuts in his first term. You want to say that his tax cuts only benefit the rich, but you know that's a lie.
What? Oh my God.
Okay. Jody, Rick, do you have a Google machine? Do you have fact-checking of any kind? You can see very clearly his tax cuts only benefited the rich. Okay. And he finishes, this hate has to stop. Speaking to me. You lost. And I...
You lost personally. I lost.
These are the people that still can't admit that still that Russia invaded Ukraine and that Donald Trump lost in 2020.
Right.
Okay, you lost, and I have no idea why you're against stopping government waste, closing the border and controlling drugs and criminal flow into our cities. I would say please stop the hate for Trump. It has to be because of the hate, because you have no reason to not agree with the things he's doing.
He's doing nothing, Rick.
To save our country? Oh, from bankruptcy and from future war. And then again, it's your hate speech that got him elected, so we'll see Vance as president in 4 years. Have a good day. But, oh, that was nice.
Oh.
But please try to see both sides of the aisle.
Oh. Bella's eye is twitching.
No, and I'm
discuss,
actually...
and discuss the political issues with a little less hate. Rick, and he included his phone number. Should we call him?
Yes. Call.
Should we call him?
We have Chris
left his phone number.
All right. Ask Krista.
Krista, I got a new booking.
Oh, man.
Let's wake him up.
All right. Well, may I say in the least hateful and in the most uniting way ever, eat my ass, Rick. Okay. 20 minutes. What? 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our badly needed CBD.
Oh, yeah. Yes, right now.
Oh, gummies. Yeah.
Where are the gummies?
Yeah, Bella's had some tech times this
her
morning.
Poor lady, her left eye was twitching.
I was like, can I cuddle you? She's like, no. She doesn't really, I am HR. Like, that'll make it worse. Don't touch me. Okay. I gave her gummies as a lovely
a
welcoming gift here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody is, despite copious gummies, has
still angry.
Still angry
after
about
all
this.
These years.
Emmy.
Oh. Hey, I'm Irish and a middle child.
Huh? Capricorn.
Capricorn. So
yikes. Okay. Highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. You know I love my relief stick. I use it. I'm doing another 40-mile ride this weekend. Let's get it. I need that CBD relief stick for my lower back. If you are battling daily stress or trying, and if you're not, are you awake? Sentient? Try to ease that nagging pain after exercise. CB Distillery has solutions for you and for the doggies too. CBD for dogs. Okay. Yeah, that's fantastic for grooming day, I'm telling you. Right now you can save 20% off with the promo code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. cbdistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
We were just talking about Mean Girls for no reason.
She doesn't even go here!
And somehow Marjorie Taylor Greene came up. She apparently sent Elon Musk a list of five things she did last week. And the answer was the five guys in her CrossFit class.
Oh!
What?
That's funny.
I didn't say that. Bill in Tampa
said that. She meant it.
That's funny. Okay, let's go to Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Hey, that totally tracks. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah.
You're like only five? Right. Only five?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so I want to say just a reminder to everybody, the blackout starts at midnight tonight, ends at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yep.
I am encouraging people to get their gas, do your shopping today, but take out some cash so that you can shop local. And if you can, follow Al Sharpton's lead in honor of Black History Month, the last day, please support a Black-owned business with your cash.
I recommend Frangela
The final word.
The final word,
idiot of the week.
And something ain't right.
Absolutely.
Something ain't right.
Those ones.
By the way, you didn't even notice anymore that I played a fart sound when you said get gas today.
I didn't. It's a part of my normal soundscape now.
You've never played Yankee Doodle Fart before, but Karen is correct. Get your gas today for America because the blackout starts tonight at midnight. It's called Yankee Doodle Fart, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Karen.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
She'll find it.
She's not going to believe this is what she went to college for this job.
This is exactly what I went to college for. And with this. There it is.
All right. There we go. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, she got
there it is.
That's a girl.
Yay.
Yay. Bella's first Yankee Doodle Fart.
I did it.
All by yourself.
There you go. Get your gas today, America. Because the blackout starts tonight at midnight. Don't buy anything after midnight. Definitely don't eat anything.
No beans.
Get your burrito, get your gas and your gas station burrito today. I may be older than you, Bella, but I'm way more immature. All right. We got a big show, Thursday show coming up. Carl Frisch next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Dane County Regional Airport had one of its busiest years ever. More than 2.3 million people flew in or out of the Madison Airport in 2024. That's the second highest number ever behind 2019. The new South Terminal they added a couple years ago increased the number of yearly flyers by 126,000. The top flight destinations from Madison last year were Denver, Phoenix, Orlando, and Washington, D.C. And an update on a story we brought you last week. Joann Fabrics is now closing all its stores after the company was sold at auction last weekend. Previously, company officials had announced they would close 500 of the 800 locations. Madison's East Side store was set to close, and the West Side one was supposed to stay open. But now all locations will shut their doors. There are more than 20 of them here in the Badger State. And every year, Madison plays host to all kinds of state competitions for high school sports. They've been held here for decades. Now they'll stay here at least another 8 years. Jimmy Cuska has more.
The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student-athletes.
These student-athletes, their coaches, and these communities come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning, becoming partly cloudy and a little less windy here by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy with falling temperatures. We'll get to 50 around lunch into the low 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap, yeah, and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows
that open, yeah, and they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tell me if Russia invaded Ukraine. Mr. Feinberg, I mean, Mr. Hexet said it.
Yeah, I understand.
It's easy, yes or no. Did they invade Ukraine?
I don't feel that I should publicly comment in the middle of a tense negotiation when I'm not privy to the facts to undermine what potentially...
You're not privy to the fact whether or not Russia invaded Ukraine and started a war that's lasted for 3 years?
I'm not privy to the details of what's going on in the negotiation between Russia and Ukraine. what the sensitivities are, what the president's trying to accomplish. So I'd be afraid to speak out of turn and undermine that. I do have confidence the president is very skillful. That he's the first guy that brought Russia to the table.
The president is kneeling down to Vladimir Putin. I cannot believe the commander-in-chief of the greatest military on the face of the earth in my lifetime is bowing down to Russia.
God bless Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Love her.
He's up to be what? Assistant Secretary of Defense, whatever. This is Donald Trump's party. They cannot say Russia invaded Ukraine. Yep. They cannot say Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. Can we give me a little Jasmine Crockett fire on this before we go to our friend? Here we go.
It's time for us to say, Mr. President, guess what? Russia invaded Ukraine. Can we at least agree on that one? Facts matter. Y'all, this is literally potentially putting us into an international crisis. We may be heading towards the next world war because we have a president that wants to pal around with Putin and wants to do everything to make him feel good, including lying about who invaded who.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God. All right. Let's talk to our dear friend. Here he comes.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Carl, how's it being the head of a school board these days when there's apparently not a set of facts that we can teach in this country because of one entire party?
Well, not without unlearning, right? Because I do remember Secretary Hegseth reporting that Ukraine had, or that Russia had invaded Ukraine on Fox News when he was a reporter.
Yeah, there was a big graph up behind him with him. It said Russian invasion of Ukraine, and he was pointing out things in the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
I know what he'd now say. He'd now say that, like the media and science, letters, numbers, shapes, they all have a liberal bias.
Yeah. Or would he say that Russia was drunk when they raped Ukraine, so it didn't count? I'm just, you know, not based on, I was just saying, you know, just something fictional. Okay, Carl, I just read a hate letter to me, but it was really like, how can you be, liberals be against all these things? And they're literally all of the lies that Trump and Musk have peddled that they just eat up again with no critical thought at all. The same reason we got here. I mean, ABC News tweeted, Trump reported repeated false claims stated by Elon Musk about Social Security, saying there are 200-year-olds in the system, implying they're getting benefits. That is not true, experts told ABC News. According to agency statistics, of the 67 million people who receive Social Security benefits, only 0.1% are over the age of 100, in line with census figures on centenarians. Nobody is getting funds. That's dead. Period. If you have a relative that's died, you know this.
You can't trust that a guy from Silicon Valley would know anything about how errors in coding can indicate when the birth year is not there, that it defaults to 150. A guy from Silicon Valley shouldn't be willing to understand issues like technology and coding.
Yeah. I mean, Carl, it really, I'm not even sure at this point how Tristan Snell, thank God, because I think it might have been Cat Turd that started this one. But this is how it ricochets around the entire right wing ecosphere, Fox News, and then, you know, gets into my inbox. Right. He said your tips are still getting taxed. Your overtime is still getting taxed. Your Social Security is still getting taxed. Trump and Republicans have changed nothing. None of those changes were in the resolution they passed. Don't let them lie to you. It went around the whole thing. Every Democrat voted against not taxing your tips. Blah, blah, blah. Wasn't in the bill at all. Republicans didn't fight for that at all. So, again, put on your former political strategist hat. What is there a new tactic we need to adopt? When you've got the Washington Post bending the knee and Jeff Bezos going, I don't know, the opinion pages are going to be whatever I think now. You know,
the new tactic is making sure that we're not quiet about any of this, not that we were before. But, I mean, you've seen the video at the town halls in dark ruby red districts across this country.
Yeah.
The more people are finding out, and they are finding out, because there's there's no media spin that can get around losing your job.
Oh, wait, there is. Mike Johnson just, what did he just say? These are Democrat paid operatives.
Uh-huh.
They're floating that one. They're trying that one again, Carl.
Well, for the people who have lost their jobs or have children who have lost their jobs, it doesn't work. That's why they're showing up and they're angry. That's why they're posting on social media and being politely reminded by our friends that this is who they voted for.
Yeah.
Politely reminded. That, you know, people are beginning to wake up to what's going on here, which is a generational transfer of wealth to people who are already obscenely wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they keep trying to like hide it. You know, I think they're like, oh, no, we're pausing the big Tesla buy. And no, they're not. Like, they just keep lying to people.
They lied about the Tesla buy.
Yeah.
They said it was started under Biden, and it wasn't.
Yeah, of course not.
You know, it was like $400,000 for electric charging infrastructure, and they changed it to a $400 million contract with Tesla. It's a grift.
Yeah. I mean, also, Stuart Stevens, you know, former Republican strategist, said, this amounts to the most significant data leak in cyber history. Private individuals in the data business now have access to your Social Security information. This violates privacy laws in every state. Hopefully, state AGs will file suit and pursue criminal charges. I mean, this is what flooding the zone means, right, Carl? It's like to try to fight this legally, politically, on every front. There are literally 48 things a day they do, right, that are illegal or unconstitutional.
It might be 49, 51 by now. I mean, every day there is something to add to the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Security, healthcare, the VA.
Yeah, yes, Noel said Trump's transgender military ban document was just released. They're immediately separating service members. Some will have to pay back bonuses they received at enlistment. This is textbook erasure. It's beyond cruel. Let's see if any politicians will stand up for the trans community. I mean,
well, I know that Lambda League has already filed lawsuits on that EO. But again, you know, it's unfortunate that Congress has abdicated its important role of checks and balances, which is in the U.S. Constitution, because now we're having to wait for all of these things to work their way through the courts, unless the administration is sufficiently shamed to pull back entirely, which happens on occasion. Every week, there's something that they pull back on. You know, but of course they're just retreating to find another way of pursuing it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. By the by, I keep thinking, oh my God, does it just talking about the cruelty, they want to humanely euthanize all of the wild horses out West. I swear to God, I don't, every headline is more, if you have, you know, a beating heart,
it becomes coming to a menu near you at Mar-a-Lago, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, ew. Okay, this one, Noel, on the same subject, the trans issue. Senate sets up vote to restrict trans women from women's sports. That's today, right? If 7 Democratic senators vote in favor, the bill will pass cloture. The bill will probably pass. If you have Democratic senators, please contact them and tell them to do the right thing. I mean, I was talking yesterday about, you know, Bill Maher, you know, lecturing Democrats again. If, you know, if you want to win, you got to drop this trans issue. Really? Really, we got to stop standing up for what we believe for trans people in order
to. Well, they said the same thing about gay and lesbian and bisexual people 30 years ago. So, just on issue after issue after issue, they're not just rolling back laws; they're trying to roll back the last 50 years.
Yep. Yeah. So you know when the New York Times pitch bot, which is kind of a satirical thing, but it really makes better points. Just in terms of the mainstream media and then how, you know, this right-wing ecosphere works, he says the next 4 years are likely to be a disaster in many regards. More plane crashes, more outbreaks of measles and other infectious diseases, snafus with tax refunds, Medicaid payments, terrorist attacks, probably a recession. The media will tell us that none of it is Trump's fault. I mean, we have Dr. Redliner coming up, and I feel like one of the original sins, Carl, is how we were able to memory hole as a country enough for him to get reelected, COVID, and his disastrous response to it, right? Well, and here we are with the first measles death and our Health and Human Services Secretary going, oh, well, you know, S happens.
You know what? My big fear here is, you know, they're really trying hard to undermine important institutional checks and balances like Inspectors General, Freedom of Information Act, the kind of data that's used and publicly released. Mark my words, sometime in the next month or two, you and I will be having conversation about how the administration is no longer releasing information about important things like the unemployment rate, the joblessness rate, infectious disease spikes in different areas. Yeah. They will begin pulling that information back, or they will change the way that that information is calculated.
Yeah, I mean, yes, thank you. Jasmine Crockett, we love, said, you know, of the child dying of measles, this truly breaks my heart. We're calling on HHS to take immediate action. Secretary Kennedy needs to bring back weekly measles tracking from the CDC, rehire the health experts, roll out a serious vaccine campaign. Our kids' safety is on the line. I mean, you're going to deal with this, Carl. I think there's been another measles case now in Kentucky. I mean, this is how infectious disease without vaccine works, right?
Right. All Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Trump are doing with their vaccine policy is setting up a tourism industry of people going to other countries to get their vaccines. That's what's coming if they continue down this path of encouraging vaccine hesitancy and availability. We've seen them pulling back on the types of COVID vaccines that people might be able to get in the future,
yeah.
Whether it's an easy-to-use pill, which would help a lot of people have access to it, or a nasal spray. So this is just the beginning. We are in month two.
And Kennedy, of course, lied like they all did in confirmation. Oh, no, I'm not going to take away anyone's vaccines. Yes, he is. He's already. And by the way, this Musk saying, oh, we made a mistake about the we accidentally canceled Ebola prevention. Dr. Craig Spencer tweeted, make a huge mistake, then make a false claim about how you fixed it. Now Ebola, I follow this particular topic very closely. Here's what really happened. This isn't true at all. So he didn't, he just told you, oh, everything's fine, don't worry. But it could not be more terrifying.
On the other hand, though, Stephanie, you have to admit that they're saving a lot of money that they then the next day have to remove from their list of things that they're saving money on because they weren't actually saving us money. So there's that. They have that going for them, too.
The lies. This is just one last one. Team Trump weighs pulling funding for Moderna bird flu vaccine. What could possibly go? Oh, my God. This is poor Dr. Doom today.
I know.
It's going to be like a T-shirt cannon of bad medical news.
Spreading a rumor that it's transmitted through chicken nuggets and they'll get the message.
Okay. On disinformation. Some right winger tweets, holy cow, President Trump announces he'll be removing all illegal aliens that are currently on Social Security. Brian Tyler Cohen just said this doesn't exist and will literally save zero. I mean, it is another IQ test this country's failing. They're getting Social Security. They're like, oh, look what Donald Trump did. Yes.
They're paying into Social Security.
And not getting it back.
Carl, it's a giant national IQ test that they just like, oh, yay, and they clap like seals. And then I get a letter going, why do you liberals hate America? Why are you for illegal immigrants getting Social Security? You're like, oh, my God.
Our job for the next 18 months is to continually point out they have taken their eye off the ball, that they do not care about the economic well-being of everyday Americans, that they did nothing to pursue efforts to bring down prices. They did nothing to help people afford basic cost of living unless you were somebody who made way more than $400,000 a year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. All right, Carl, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
I didn't say that with a lot of hope in my voice, but I do believe children are the future.
I mean, you're in Hollywood. I've always thought you were a good actor.
Thank you. I just made little Bella play patriotic fart music for the first time.
Yes.
And I said, do you believe this is what you went to college for? And she said, this is exactly what I went to college for. So, we're raising them, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love you, Carl. See you next week. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path. You got to stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. We have to be in the fight against evil. Okay, hey, listen, it's my little, I do take care of myself, Jody, despite
yes, you do.
Seeming like a hot mess. I, every morning in my coffee, you don't see it because it's flavorless. It's invisible.
Imbibable.
It's invisible.
Imbibable.
No, what? I'm telling you, 90% of the collagen in your body it's about in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. That's what's in there. And it's all, you just put it in your coffee, your smoothie, whatever. It is flavorless, single ingredient formula, no fillers or additives. It is good for all that stuff. I used to take different stuff for all those things, but I'm telling you, it's good for your digestion, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails. I do the collagen PM in my tea at night. Grandma loves her tea.
Yummy.
She has her shawl on. Okay, getting. Well, I'm not pretending to be even older than I am now.
I don't know.
Now that Bella's here.
I don't know.
Yeah. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. It's mix is so easy. Bioavailable. No clumping. You're going to love it. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, did you know that the Best of Madison nominations are now open, John, for Best Radio Team?
That's right. I've been writing our name in there.
Have you?
Yes.
How do you do that?
You can do one write-in a day.
Oh, okay. You know, I think we have more information on our website, WMDXradio.com. It says Best of Madison and how you can nominate us. People out there can nominate us.
Yeah, all you have to do is put in John and Gordy.
That's it. Easy as that.
And over and over again.
Well, you can do it once a day.
Once a day, right?
Yeah, once a day with your email. It's easy. Best of Madison. Remember, John and Gordy Show in the radio team category, okay?
Yes. If you guys don't vote for John and Gordy, I'm going to cry. And you don't want to hear me cry.
No.
We hear you cry just about every day. Yeah. What's the problem? Oh, no. There we go. Oh, boy. Get him a tissue, will you?
Get to WMDXradio.com to nominate us for Best of Madison.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
Look at us having a little feminist frenzy in here.
He actually said it was estrogen fueled. She's the only one with estrogen.
A little angry vagina of manicide.
Exactly.
With that Christian boy here. All right. I thought Mrs. Betty Bowers, who was America's best Christian, made a great point. Donald Trump and Elon Musk can afford to blithely dismantle the health care of America's veterans at the VA as two rich draft dodgers. They never need to worry about getting help with treatment for military injuries. That is a great point to make, you know, not just to regular people, but veterans everywhere. Like, these two rich draft dodgers don't care about you. I think we have, where is this, 13, Tammy Duckworth. Again, talking about that.
Well, what they're calling non-mission critical, I think you and I and the average American would disagree with them that these are non-mission critical. How does a surgeon perform an operation without a surgical nurse, without a surgical assistant? We're already hearing that surgeries are being canceled or postponed at the VA. I have one person who is a crisis hotline supervisor. This is someone who did such a good job. They were promoted. Now they're training other crisis hotline the people who answer the phones, they're there with them as they're being trained up to answer the phones, and that person is still laid off. You know, Donald Trump has fired more veterans than any other president in our recent history. And this has to stop because these are hardworking people. And it's really an insult to all of the federal employees who are making sure that the system is running. You know, some of these folks are people who do claims processing.
Thank you, Senator. Speaking of Senate, John Cooper says Senate Republicans say the House budget won't fly with them. Tuesday's big win for Speaker Mike Johnson might not last long. Let's hope so. And your voice still matters.
Yes,
right?
Does.
Call
absolutely.
Right, call right.
It's not a done deal.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to David in, or no, hang on, I'm sorry. But Steve in Washington. Sorry. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Stephanie. I'm really concerned of there's been a lot of hope, which is a good thing, I guess, that because of the news that a lot of Republican voters are regretting their vote and they're angry at Trump. And that's a good thing. But I think that it's a little bit overhyped. Most Republican voters are still with him. And besides that, more importantly, Trump and his allies, they don't care if his poll numbers go down. They're planning on cheating in the next election, and if they have to, they'll declare martial law. And it doesn't matter if their polls are gone down. And James Carville.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Steve. I think, first of all, isn't it time for some of the old Democratic strategists to maybe, you know,
listen to the youngins?
He just said to sit back, you know, they're going to implode in 30 days. No, this is not the time when you sit back and do nothing.
Yeah.
Correct. People want fighters and they want us to fight fascism at every.
Absolutely.
And here's the part of, again, I don't want to give a big platform to this because this is what they want you to think, that there's not going to be a fair election.
Right.
You might as well just give up. They're going to declare martial law. Steve, let's fight those battles when we get there. We can only fight the battles we can fight every day, right? I mean, Mehdi Hassan, God bless him, in terms of the media, he said lots of, quote, very serious people don't want to admit what is plain and obvious and in front of our eyes and explain so much. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are two of the most ignorant, uninformed people to ever be allowed near public office anywhere in the Western world. It is obvious to all of us. There really is, like, the elephant in the room is wearing the emperor's clothes. Do you know what I'm saying, Jody?
I'm trying to figure out that metaphor.
He's not wearing the emperor's clothes.
Because the emperor has no clothes.
Right. But if he did, the elephant in the room would be wearing. Okay, you know what?
They'd all be naked. Everybody would be naked.
I got tangled up. I got tangled up in my own. And it's fine. You know what I'm trying to say. Shay in Chicago. Oh, wait.
No, we don't have time.
Hold on.
Hold on, Shay.
Next. And Dr. Irwin Redlener next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at a very nuanced topic, Joanne Fabrics closing. Doesn't affect you. Also, what's worse, Food Edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The number of weekly jobless claims in the U.S. up by 22,000 to 242,000. That's the highest number in 3 months. And more job cuts could be coming to the federal workforce as the Trump administration's directed all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. ABC's Rachel Scott says the process has seen reversals.
One day after the Department of Veterans Affairs cut $2 billion in contracts, the department reversing some cancellations that may have affected medical care and benefits for veterans, including safety inspections at VA medical facilities and supporting cancer programs.
On social media, President Trump says tariffs will go into effect on Canada and Mexico March 4th. The West Texas measles outbreak still growing, now blamed for the death of a school-aged girl. Legendary actor Gene Hackman found dead in his New Mexico home along with his wife and their dog. Authorities say there were no signs of foul play. This is ABC News.
You can always...